Understanding the importance of custody of your Bitcoin will help you understand why Bitcoin is the single greatest asset on the planet. I would argue you don't really understand Bitcoin if you don't understand custody. In this video, I want to walk through why custody is so important and why custody of Bitcoin changed the game completely for assets in general. Owning things will never be the same because of Bitcoin. Let's jump in to custody. So, what is custody of Bitcoin? Simply put, custody means who has control of the asset. Not necessarily who owns the asset, not who has price exposure to the asset, but very simply, who controls the asset. In the traditional finance space, or traditional with traditional assets, control and ownership are often different. For example, you might buy gold and leave it with the gold shop or leave it in some kind of gold institution. You might buy oil. You're not going to take delivery of barrels of oil. But the physical nature of these items disincentivized you from doing so. It actually makes more sense to leave large sums of gold with an insured, protected, secured institution. It makes sense. They have the big fancy walls. They have the security guards. They have the laser systems that only James Bond can break into. Same thing with another example, like oil. It doesn't make sense to actually take physical delivery of the barrels of oil that you want ownership of. It makes more sense to leave that with the people that are actually going to use it. You see, you want beneficial ownership of the asset. You don't necessarily need custody of the asset. But Bitcoin completely flips the script because there's institutional grade security built right in to the protocol, and it's free to take delivery of. Bitcoin takes the properties from these precious metals or other physical commodities that we like, the scarcity and the economic principles, and it couples them with institutional grade security of a digital product. However, when we treat Bitcoin like these physical products, we get into trouble. We have seen time and time again where custodians make mistakes, where custodians lie, cheat, and steal from their customers. This means having custody of your Bitcoin is the most important thing because anybody can show you number go up on a screen. Frankly, lots of different assets can give you number go up benefits, but very few assets allow you to actually self-custody them without sacrificing on security. This is what we mean when we say Bitcoin is a bearer asset. Not a bear asset, a bearer asset. That means it's supposed to be held by the owner. The person who owns the Bitcoin should be the one holding the Bitcoin. I get deeply concerned when I hear people say they own Bitcoin, but it's stuck in a Coinbase account. It's locked in an ETF. This is captured Bitcoin, not custodied Bitcoin. The only thing between you and real ownership of your Bitcoin in your self-custody is knowledge. It's not security, it's not cost, it's you. And I think that is one of the greatest achievements we have made in the 21st century, is giving you a form of money that you can actually own and control. You might ask yourself, how can I tell if I have custody? And it's very, very simple. If you have the private key, if you had to write down a series of 12 to 24 words when you set up your wallet, you own the Bitcoin. However, if you just put in an email and a password and you're holding Bitcoin somewhere, you do not own the Bitcoin. In this case, you need to ask somebody else's permission to access the Bitcoin you think are yours. And even scarier, in most of the terms and conditions of those websites, they can actually sell the Bitcoin if you do something wrong or if they have business problems. Bitcoin is a revolutionary asset. I think at this point, we all understand that. And when you treat a revolutionary asset like a traditional asset, you get this weird, messy world that ends up being worse off for the owner. This is why Bitcoin Well is made the way it is. You cannot leave your Bitcoin at Bitcoin Well. You need to take self-custody of this Bitcoin. The revolution of Bitcoin is not just a scarce asset. That's a benefit. That's a known economic principle. The revolution of Bitcoin is being able to actually own it. Make sure that you are not exposed to somebody else's decisions. You bought Bitcoin because you want generational wealth. Don't give that away to someone else's family.